Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parliament of Horrors Alone Humorist Attempts to Explain the Entire Use. Government is a political satire and nonfiction humor book by P.J. O'Rourke. First published in 1991, it uses wit, provocation, and reported observation to examine how the United States government works, and more importantly, why it so often fails to work cleanly or efficiently. Rather than offering a formal civics lesson, O'Rourke blends journalism, opinion, and comic exaggeration in a style often described as gonzo civics. The book is aimed at readers who want an accessible but unsparing look at Washington, bureaucracy, electioneering, and public spending. Its central interest is not only in politicians and civil servants, but also in the voters and constituencies whose demands help create the very system they criticize. That combination of satire and political diagnosis gives the book its lasting identity in American political writing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, satire as a way of explaining the machinery of government. The book is built around the idea that humor can reveal political truth more effectively than solemn explanation. O'Rourke does not write as a neutral textbook author. He uses insult, irony, and comic overstatement to make government behavior easier to see and remember. This approach matters because the U.S. political system is often presented in abstract terms, full of agencies, procedures, and constitutional language that can hide everyday dysfunction. By attacking the system from the side of comedy, he reduces the distance between readers and public institutions. The joke is not just decoration. It becomes a method of analysis that exposes how power, incentives, and institutional habits shape outcomes. In that sense, the book shows how satire can simplify complexity without pretending that complexity is not real. Secondly, bureaucracy, waste, and the everyday absurdities of public administration. A major theme of the book is the tendency of government to become inefficient, self-protective, and cumbersome. O'Rourke targets departments, programs, and administrative routines that seem to produce more confusion than clarity. He is interested in waste not only as a financial problem, but as a structural one. Once agencies exist, they tend to preserve themselves, expand their authority, and justify their budgets. The book presents bureaucracy as a system that often rewards process over results. This is why its criticism feels broader than a simple complaint about bad officials. The real target is the institutional momentum that makes common sense difficult inside government. By focusing on public administration rather than abstract ideology, the book turns political satire into a critique of how large systems drift away from practical accountability. Thirdly, libertarian skepticism toward government expansion. The book is strongly shaped by a libertarian distrust of state power. O'Rourke is not arguing for a perfect absence of government, but he repeatedly questions why government should grow, intervene, and spend more whenever public demand or political pressure calls for it. This perspective gives the book its ideological edge. It challenges the assumption that more policy automatically means better outcomes, and it treats many governmental solutions as costly responses to problems that may be better handled by individuals or smaller institutions. At the same time, the book is not a dry libertarian manifesto. Its power comes from showing how policy enthusiasm can produce unintended consequences, administrative clutter, and moral self-deception. Readers may agree or disagree with the politics, but the book clearly frames government expansion as something that should be justified rather than assumed. That suspicion shapes nearly every chapter and example. Fourthly, citizens, not just politicians, are responsible for political dysfunction. One of the most distinctive ideas in the book is that government dysfunction cannot be blamed only on elected officials or federal employees. O'Rourke argues, in effect, that the public helps create the system it complains about. Citizens want benefits, services, subsidies, and protections, yet they also resent the taxes, inefficiency, and compromise required to deliver them. This contradiction is central to the book's moral logic. It shifts blame away from a simple us versus them model and toward the broader electorate, especially the middle class that often demands extensive public support while also condemning big government. That argument makes the satire sharper because it does not allow readers to remain innocent spectators. The book insists that democracy produces the government people collectively ask for, even when they dislike the result. Its critique, therefore, becomes not only political but civic, asking readers to examine their own expectations of the state. Lastly, an accessible, anti-pretentious guide to Washington for general readers, the book stands out because it explains government without academic jargon or policy sermonizing. It is meant for ordinary readers who want to understand Washington through personality, observation, and humor, rather than through a textbook framework. O'Rourke writes in a voice that is fast, irreverent, and conversational, which makes the book approachable even when the subject matter is complicated. This accessibility is important because it broadens political literacy beyond specialist. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how Congress, agencies, elections, and public debate interact, even if the explanation is intentionally rude and comprehends. The book's anti-pretentious style also helps it survive as political commentary. Instead of sounding dated in the way many policy books do, it remains memorable because it captures the recurring patterns of American politics, public self-importance, institutional drift, and the gap between civic ideals and political reality. In conclusion, Parliament of Whores is best suited for readers who enjoy political satire, American government, and nonfiction that explains serious subjects through a sharp comic voice. It will appeal especially to people who are skeptical of official rhetoric, curious about how Washington operates, or interested in libertarian criticism of state power. The book offers two kinds of value: at once it entertains through aggressive humor, and it trains readers to look more critically at bureaucracy, public spending, and the contradictions of democratic life. Its practical benefit is that it makes government feel legible without turning it into dry civics. Its intellectual value is that it refuses to let either politicians or voters off the hook. Compared with more conventional political books, it stands out because it is not primarily trying to persuade through data or policy proposals. Instead, it uses satire to reveal incentives, habits, and hypocrisy. That combination of reporting, opinion, and comic force is what has kept it notable as a modern political classic. If you would like to support PJO Ezo 39 Rourke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.